Frank Sinatra used to go to that church. That's actually where they had his funeral.
Yeah, on the corner of Bedford Drive and Santa Monica.
It is.
Okay, so we're on our way.
The Good Shepherd is what it's called.
We're on our way to... Where?
Where are we on our way to, Ma?
Jimmy Kimmel's house.
Yes. Mom hiccuped. We've had quite the weekend. I can't really go into specifics, but just know that we've had a good time.
Nah.
So we're peeling ourselves away to go to stalk Jimmy Kimmel for Mom, because she's a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan. Mom, what do you want the world to know about Jimmy Kimmel?
I think he's very smart.
He is smart, Mommy. What else?
He's very much a family man and loves, he's a very good father.
Yeah.
He's got a little girl and a little boy. The little boy was the one that was born with a heart condition.
Aww. Yeah. He seems like a fun dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to see when we're going to drive by Jimmy's house, Mommy? What do you want? What are you thinking of? What do you want to see?
I want to see his front yard and if he's got any flowers in his yard.
And what flowers he likes, maybe?
You know, whether it's just all green or...
If it's ivy or bougainvillea. So you don't know what his house looks like at all? I don't think I do either.
I saw it on the internet.
Okay, so Cheryl knows what to look for.
Not really, because it's probably shrouded in secrecy.
Is that your
I think it's going to have a purple, thick velvet.
Like a very high
cover. I think it's going to be surrounded in junipers, tall as the house.
Junipers,
maybe daylilies.
Because those are good for privacy.
Bougainvillea.
And I think it's probably going to be about 2 acres. It's going to be a big yard.
2 acres in L.A.? That's like ranch. Well, I mean, 2 acres in
Rodeo
L.A.
Rodeo Drive. Not Rodeo Road.
Now we're driving by Rodeo and Santa Monica and all the tourists.
There's
are
tons
out.
And tons, all
the tons
tourists.
And tons and tons and tons and tons and tons.
Lots of tourists. We're going to turn left on San Vicente Boulevard.
I can go for some wings.
The Rainbow Walkways. Look, Pride. Rage proudly celebrating gay Pride.
That's right. Pride
19,
last
since
weekend,
1983.
Where they all busted down the
the barriers.
Yeah. That happened at B-52's downtown when we went. They were like, you can't hold this all back. And they were belittling the security guard. And then right when the B-52's took the stage, everybody knocked him over, knocked all the barricades over. And that's how it was at Pride.
Can we
get some wings later?
Before we go home?
Yeah,
from
Crisscross.
It's on Vine. And
what about wings? Whatever, please. Oh, you want to go to Krispy Kreme so you can see if your friend's there?
No, I like his wings the best.
Okay.
But Wingstop makes me have diarrhea. Oh, God. I forgot we were recording.
This is Sunset Boulevard we're coming up to.
This is the strip,
Ma. Oh, okay.
Where's the Whiskey a Go-Go? Popping off back in the 80s. River Phoenix died in front of the
Viper Room. Which I played
there. Yeah, I'm familiar with Sunset. That goes.
Guns
that's the
Roses.
One that goes all across.
I got hired at Tower Records, and then the same day, I also knew that I got hired at Aaron's Records, so I never showed up to my shift at Tower Records because I wanted to work at Aaron's Records more.
We are going to turn left on Jimmy's Street in
Laurel Canyon.
It's near Laurel Canyon. It's
0.7
miles.
Restaurant he said
from here.
He ate at.
But when we see where his house is at, we'll be able to.
Yeah,
because
it's off of Sunset.
Oh my God, I wonder if it's Cabo Cantina.
Oh, maybe.
That's where David from Roseanne tried to get me to go back to his house. And, I was on my way, and then my friend stopped me.
Aren't you glad he didn't?
No, I wish I would have slept with David from Roseanne. I mean,
you
it
should
was
be
back
glad
in the
that
heyday. It was 2001. It was 2001.
What have he got you pregnant?
Oh, Lord, bite your tongue. That coin. Look at
I just
all
wish
that.
I would have
gone.
It's my one
Kings
regret.
Road. That's where Charlie
Oh, okay. Yeah, we ate right there.
Me plaza. There's a plaza. That's where
Saddle you... Ranch.
Yeah. There's Saddle Ranch.
Okay. All right. I bet you it's Cabo
It's 0.2 miles
there's
away.
There's Cabo Cantina where David
That's
from
it. That's
asked
the
me
one.
To come home with them, and then I was.
Mom, we need to eat there.
Me.
That's probably where Kimmel goes.
Where are y'all talking about?
Right here on the
right here on the left. Cabo
Cantina. Look, Mom, there's the standard.
Cabo.
You know all this area.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Oh, my God. David from Roseanne probably lives up there, too. We should do stock. I don't really care, I guess. Oh, wait, Pink Taco, that could have been it, too.
Roseanne's not cool anymore.
Oh, that's right. All right.
So I'm going to be turning left right there where that left the next.
Okay, I'm getting really excited.
We're going up in a hill.
What's the name of the street? Oh, Marmont. Oh, because of the Chateau Marmont. The Chateau Marmont.
Now, the Chateau Marmont, when you go into the parking garage, it's all carpeted. With chandeliers
Let's
hanging
go
from,
drive
the,
in there.
From the ceilings. They'll turn us away so quickly.
So? What place has got carpet in there? What's the name of the place?
Chateau Marmont. It's where Jean Belushi, it's where Jean Belushi died, Mom.
Oh, okay. I knew I'd heard that.
And it's where Lindsay Lohan stayed and racked up a $130,000 bill or something and refused to pay it.
I've stayed on this street before.
Chateau Marmont.
That's it, Mommy. The Chateau Marmont, Lindsay Lohan. Oh my God, who's that guy?
He's coming out of the Chateau Marmont.
He's
Look,
nobody.
See if you can see in there.
Ooh.
See how fancy it is?
I don't know, I've seen way better. Okay.
All right, we are heading
this
up.
This is the road to Jimmy's house.
Yeah.
I need you
I'm
to take over from...
I'm pretty excited.
Oh wait, okay, I need to see it.
Maman, I say left.
Yeah.
Wait, it says right.
Here, no.
Okay.
Just, it you tell say. Me.
Okay, be careful.
It said left. This was Marmont, right? Yeah, we're still in Marmont.
Mom, keep your eye out for Jimmy walking his dog and his kid in a basket.
Yeah, you never know. I'm rolling my window down so I can hear if a car is coming.
I want you
too. Here we go. Someone's backing out.
Prius. Nobody.
I'm not sure. I wonder who's up on that hill up there, looking down.
Yeah. That looks like Portia de la Rossi and Ellen's house, honestly.
All glass.
They have a glass, they live in a glass house. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that is funny.
But I heard they're getting divorced, because Mom and I...
Ellen's we got the scoop in the Enquirer.
We read the Enquirer. Okay.
Ellen's too controlling.
Ellen's too controlling. Wait, no, what is it?
1655.
This is 1657. Here it is, 1655. He's got company. This is it, Mommy.
Wow.
Look.
Whoa.
Man, that's a cabin.
Gosh, I love the
that's a wood.
The wood.
Yeah.
It's for
smile, you're on camera.
Okay, we're at the next house.
Yeah, we're at the wrong house now. Oh, well. Well, what do you think, Mom? It looked like a cabin, huh?
Yeah, that is really rustic.
Turn the wheels toward the curb, baby.
It's really rustic. Do you want to get out?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
so what are you thinking
of securities and everything.
Do you think Guillermo's over there? I think Guillermo's hanging out with them right now.
Could be.
Maybe.
But just to live in this neighborhood, I'm enjoying just looking around.
Look at this person walking up.
Sounds like the maid or something. Or is that a guy? That's a guy.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think it's a guy.
Buddha pine. That stuff's everywhere out here. Sycamore.
Yeah. Can you back up just a little bit, Jim?
Yeah. Okay, stalking Jimmy Kimmel.
Commencing now.
Commencing. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
We should just park behind that truck so we can see it slip.
Well, I'm trying.
Okay.
My poor car.
Everybody knows what we're doing.
I was trying to look, see what kind of car he had.
Watch the car behind, to your left.
I know, God.
Okay. I didn't know you saw it. You were.
All right, I can't do any more, Mom.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, get a good look.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy's house.
I'm gonna take
no, come on.
Yeah.
All right, can we go?
Yeah. You smile, you're on camera.
You like it, Mommy?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
I can't tell. But I bet it's bigger than it looks.
Oh, yeah. That thing's probably three layers.
I can't see in the back.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Did you like it, Ma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, look at this pretty drive.
Oh, yeah.
I love the house. I didn't think I'd be like, oh, my God, I love the house. But
yeah,
I love it, too. It's so cool.
That's not what I expected.
That's not what I expected.
Like that, you know.
Yeah,
like
it's very humble and it's very classic.
Very rustic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said Portia and Alan's house is all glass across the front.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
That could have been their house.
My friend's whose grandfather died, he was like some famous comedian, like Red Fox
Red Skelton,
something like that. And we were standing on her roof, and she goes, look. And I was like, what? And it was a glass house. And she goes, there's Ellen and Portia's house. And it is all glass. I mean, who in the heck would have an all-glass house?
I don't know.
Well, you know, there's no hurricanes up here.
Life on display.
I wouldn't want anybody to see it. I wouldn't want the...
Well, maybe they want people to see it.
But see, Ellen buys houses and remodels them. She does the flip. You know, flips them to make
houses.
To make a profit.
She's not on HGTV. She's
not cool enough. And she thinks she's too good to be on.
They say that when you work for them, you can't make eye contact with her. That's part of like the contract of being signed on.
That's not it. That's not it. Nope. I got the scoop. Not like that.
Well, the person.
I know someone who worked on.
I know someone who worked on Ellen too, and they told me this.
Then she must not have liked that.
How do you know it was a girl?
I said, Ellen must not have liked that person.
Hello.
I know Ellen's a draw.
Nope.
Well, I don't know either one of them. I don't know.
Why are you being so confident?
Because I'm trying to say that Ellen is probably not that great of nice of a person. That's what I've heard.
Well, let's just drive over there and see.
Let's go over to Ellen's
house and find out.
And throw stones at her glass house. Vixen.
But anyway, she flips houses in Architectural Magazine. You know, that magazine costs about $10.
God.
It comes out once a month, I think it is. And
there's the Rainbow Room.
They had Ellen's, they had like pictures of two or three of her houses.
I feel like she went there and goes, you're going to put my houses in this magazine or else.
Well, they were standing there smiling, both of them together.
Ellen probably had a pinching his side or something. You better smile.
I live in Montecito, California.
Yeah, that's where the fires were. Their house was in danger. They had to evacuate.
Gosh. Get your
Ellen. That was the same time Oprah's house. It's in Montecito.
And Ellen's like, we're only taking my stuff. Get your ass in the car, Portia. Your crap is just crap.
You really don't have a high opinion of her, do you?
No, apparently not.
Maybe I'm just jealous because I'm a lesbian and she's a lesbian and she's rich and I'm poor.
Maybe.
That's what my therapist would eventually get to.
Oh, no.
Next weekend, let me tell you, we'll even tell, if anybody's listening to this podcast, we'll tell them right now. Next week, we're doing Eliza Lamb, The Mystery of Eliza Lamb. Mom, do you know anything about Eliza Lamb?
Just what you told me.
Yeah, so Mom doesn't really know anything. So we're gonna tell her everything about Eliza Lamb, and then we're going to go out to the hotel next weekend. So stay tuned.
I thought we were going to Kern. Was that the weekend after?
Oh, my God, that's right. Okay, if anybody's listening to the podcast.
Too. Well, we don't know what we're doing next week. We'll let you know.
Something will be put out. Kernville.
It's going
to
be something.
Eliza Lamb.
Should we go smoke? I won't be smoking.
Yeah, we'll go smoke. Oh, my God.